Check that out. That is Keane. The guests are punching each other at the moment. Off air. Now, I'm joined in the studio by scare actor Andrea R. Sandell. Also, Wayne Lennox, who's the owner and designer, and Jason Turner, who's the manager. And they're here to talk about House of Horror escape rooms. Before we talk about the escape rooms and the whole concept and the idea, tell us a little bit about your background. If we start with ladies first. Andrea, tell us about yourself.
Basically, I've been in the industry acting and scare acting for around 19 years.
Yeah.
And I met Wayne last year, and I just got really excited when I saw the House of Horror there. I mean, especially as it's local to me, I thought, oh, I've got to get into this. And yeah, so I was at House of Horror last year, and we reopened escape rooms as of the 1st of July. Mm. So I'm one of the scare actors now, but yeah, I'm loving it. It's brilliant.
Excellent. Now, well, let's move over to Jason. Jason Turner, you are the manager.
Yeah.
So how did this actually come about?
Well, basically, I've known Wayne for a long, long time. Me and Wayne go way back, didn't we? Back to our teens.
He's lying.
So, yeah, obviously, Wayne obviously created it all last year and then brought me on board. So, yeah, so basically, I've been involved with it since then, really, since last year, Room 13 and that we got together with. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
And is your background, are you an actor? Have you done acting?
I've done acting. I've been in a few films.
Oh.
The Sweeney.
Oh.
Blitz with Jason
You're not
Statham.
Old. What do you mean? What do you mean? Did you mean the Sweeney, the remake?
Yeah, with...
yeah, I was about to say, you're not... about to say you're looking ever so well if you're talking about the show for the 1970s.
And Benjamin Button.
And yourself, Wayne, you're the... Owner.
Yes.
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 So what's your background?
Film. I've been directing pop videos, TV commercials, and now movies for over about 20 years now. So, yeah, I've been really excited for many years to do, like, an immersive horror show. And then, House of Horror come about last year. Yeah, we'd basically done a Halloween event last year. It's like a walk-around scare event where you immerse yourself into all these different storylines.
Yep.
And then, if you want to, you can go into this notorious Room 13 at the end of it, and then it started from there, and then that kind of stopped, but it was a great event. It was a total sellout and was very successful. So it's like, we've got to bring it back next year, but then we're like, oh, everyone loves horror all year round, so that's why not see what can we open, you know, without it being a Halloween event. And it's like, let's do an escape room. Let's get people inside a horror escape room.
So it's great you've had, like, from last year having a sellout. Is this kind of come from America, would you say, this sort of, like, concept, or has this been done in the UK before?
Yeah, Halloween's massive in America. I think it's becoming more popular here in the UK now. It certainly is. It's my favourite time of year. But, yeah, I think Halloween in general now is being celebrated a lot more in the UK. But ideas like the House of Horror or any of them scare shows, they must have probably originated from the nutty Americans.
So when somebody turns up, they drive up, what can they expect?
Jason standing in the foyer, he gets undressed slowly.
Very slowly.
Andrea starts singing. Do you want to sing, Andrea? No? Okay.
No singing.
And then I hand out lollipops like the kiddie snatcher. Yeah. So that's basically...
There we go. That sounds quite enjoyable. You can't give too much away, but how many rooms have you actually got there?
It's going to be 13 rooms for the Halloween event.
Yeah,
13 rooms. But at the moment, each room that we build and then we're opening one escape room every week or every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's live actors in the rooms.
Yeah.
Live actors and obviously, it's just like a movie set.
Do you just walk in and is there things that people have to participate in, or is there clues to get?
Yeah, they have to get clues. They get locked in a room, clues. Yep. They have to work their way around. Obviously, people are on hand to give them clues if they need it. So, but obviously, being a horror event, it's very scary.
So you start off in the one room and you kind of go round. Is it all of them or just a couple of them?
At the moment, it's just an escape room. That might be one room, two or three rooms.
Yeah.
But you start off getting immersed into a story and then you have to continue on from the story and find, all the clues and puzzles and basically hopefully escape within the hour. If not, we come and pull you out after an hour.
He could come and kill you.
You failed.
That would make it more enjoyable.
I know.
So have you got? Is there a room where you're doing all the lighting and you're on camera watching stuff? How does it work?
We always keep an eye on everyone. Keep an eye on everyone with a camera.
Yeah. Talking to the microphone. Come on, Jason. Eat that microphone.
Yeah. I'm trying. I'm hungry. But like I say, we do watch them on camera. Obviously for safety reasons as well. You know. So yeah. But yeah, we've got to keep an eye on what they're doing.
And what are the age groups as well? Can you have quite young?
All ages. We basically have a scare factor that we turn up and down. Where
that's
depending
why
I'm
not
on
going in there.
Exactly. No, but we can turn it down for you. You can come. You can come.
If we're feeling naughty, even though they want a low scare, we sort of try. Right.
Up
it a little bit.
Yeah, we always suggest that, like, let's start it off with a full scare, even for the children, you know. There's certain things that we can cut out in the show, like swearing or, you know, making things too crazy. So we have a scare factor, and people get the option of that when they first come down there, so they can either have it very low or very high. But we always try and, you know, get people in there and say, like, let's do the full show, and then we can turn it down as we go.
And it's interactive, so it's not like going to see a play. You're actually getting involved with the
yes,
characters.
You take part, and then you have to basically immerse yourself into that story and become part of almost a horror movie.
And the other thing is, if you're going, make sure that you wear comfortable clothing, because you might get splattered with blood.
Depending on which room that you choose. Yes.
All depends.
Don't wear your best white trainers.
Some rooms you might need knee pads.
All right.
Steady, Jason. Jason. Whoa. It's gone 50 shades of horror. Hold on a second.
Are you sure that's not your own private room?
It might be.
Honestly, this is why he's not allowed his own key. This is why he's not allowed his own key to the place.
Just open it up. Oh, dear. So what are the prices?
At the moment, it's for escape rooms, it's £25 per person, and we do group deals. So I think if you bring 8 people, which is the limit of the most amount of people you're allowed in each room, if you bring 8 people, you only pay for 5 or 6.
And the other 2 don't make it out.
No. Yeah. They're the spare wheels. Yeah. Throw them away. Yeah.
So what sort of reactions have you had? I mean, I would think if somebody jumped out at you, the immediate reaction is that you would whack somebody.
To be honest, we've had a lot of things go on. We've had so many screamers, and literally the scares. Everyone's got to come to the escape rooms because the scares are so brilliant. Mm. You know, people are like, they don't know what to do with some of the things that happen. Obviously, I can't tell you what they are.
Yeah.
But as a scare actor, I'm sort of having to keep in character, and sometimes it can be really hard because I just want to burst out laughing. And, you know, I've had people fall over. And sometimes people can even wet themselves.
Is that smell in the room,
right,
Andrea?
Over a table as well.
I think Andrea's just trying to cover up something here. Like, you know, you are allowed pee breaks, Andrea, you know.
So this is not for Halloween, this is the whole year round. It'd be a great thing for if you're going on a stag do, if you're coming down to sort of Brentwood to do the Towie thing, to sort of pop in and do that. I mean, rather than just go out for a meal, go and do something of fun, or just book it for you can do corporate things, obviously.
Exactly, it's something different. Yeah. It's something different. And for an hour, you get a little bit of escapism from this real world. So rather than taking your date, you know, to a restaurant or going somewhere like that, you know, bring them along and enjoy something immersive.
Take your knee pads and
Jason will be waiting. Jason will be waiting. Andrew will be looking over him with a cloak.
A lot of crawling. Oh,
the house of horror.
Moving swiftly on. There we go. So it's at the Brentwood Leisure Park, Morley Gap, Worley. Okay, so what times you open? Is it all 7 days a week? Is it?
Yeah, 7 days. Oh, not on Mondays. Yeah. Mondays, not a lot of people decided they didn't want to come on Mondays, so we've shut it on Mondays, which allows us to get a bit more building work and promotion and stuff. Tuesday onwards to Sunday. Midweek, we open around about 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock till midnight.
School holidays. Yeah. School holidays.
And then at weekends, we're open from 11 o'clock.
Yeah, so it is open for children. And you will sort of, obviously, if they say, like, tone it down, just make kids jump.
Yeah, we do get people coming in, obviously they're adults saying, oh, can we bring our kids? And we're thinking, at first we was going to do an age limit. We said that, yeah, we'd bring the kids in and we'd just bring the scare factor down a little bit just to help them out.
Where's your friend? How long have you known Wayne for, Jason? Were you at school together then?
No, imagine being at school with Jason.
Well, he's been in Sweeney. He just doesn't look old.
He has been in this, I know.
Just doesn't look old enough. So it's £25 a ticket. It's not open on Mondays, but if you go to the website, which is...
www.houseofhorrorescaperooms.co.uk.
We got the zombie Nerf gun arena as well, not just escape rooms. So for kids as well at the moment, we've got this area where we've got literally every Nerf gun made on the planet, and then you get to go in there for 20 minutes and bust out as many bullets at all of these zombies running around the room and in the area and stuff. So for the kids, that's really good. And a lot of adults actually do it themselves. But for the kids, it's really cool.
And the Halloween event coming up, isn't
there? Yeah, and Halloween, the big Halloween extravaganza that's coming up this October. So for 1 month we open it up where it's a fully immersive place where you get to walk around the whole entire building.
Oh wow.
And we're bringing back the notorious Room 13.
We didn't say about the Room 13. Tell us can you say much about this? It's like the top scare.
All we can tell you is Room 13 is a real life torture room, which obviously people have to sign a separate waiver.
Did you hear his voice change when he said that then? He's not really into it at all, is he? Now, for the people who can't see this right now, Jason was reaching for his knee pads as he started saying it.
And even though I'm
have we got time to say the history on Room 13? Yeah. Will Room 13 come about? Basically, last year when I was designing the House of Horror, I found this place online called McCaney Manor in America, which is a real life torture place where people pay to go there and have really bad things done to them. Mm. And it wasn't until I looked at the more info and found out that this place had a 20,000 people waiting list to attend this place. So I was like, right, I want to do something.
I want to put my name on the list.
I want to go to it. Give me a knee pad, Jason. I'm going. Come on.
21,001.
Yeah. But I just thought, you know what? I think there's something in that. I think people do.
The knee pads.
You know, I go to a lot of scare events myself, and I absolutely love them.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's do something a little bit more immersive and a little bit more crazy than the usual clown jumping out and scaring you scenario. So Room 13 was designed, and yes, inside there we had all of our people trained by SAS people.
Yep.
So we were trained, and also the people there are very like heavily trained people who were actually inside working in Room 13, and I thought no one would ever come. I was like, no one's ever going to come to this. And everyone was like, you're mad doing this, Wayne. Yeah. And then on press night, every single person wanted to go into this room and have like... It's kind of like, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, but in a horror story with a few scenarios that kind of push your body to the limit. So, but yeah, and it worked out to be so popular and ended up becoming kind of our main selling point and our main thing really of House of Horror was everyone was talking about this Room 13 where you kind of have to sign your life away.
So you're going to do so rooms will change over the time that it's open, so if you've gone once, when you go again it'll be a completely different experience.
This year the whole entire Halloween is totally different from last year. Every single room we have changed, so if anyone's coming back, it's like most scare places, they tend to change a few rooms or a few zones. We are changing every single room and changing what actually happens inside the place as well. So it's all a little bit of a surprise. But yeah, Room 13, because of how popular it was last year, we are now making that like a lot bigger and a lot better than what it was. So much better.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming in. All sounded very jolly, but I can assure you if you go there for the event,
you'll be looked after,
but you'll be frightened.
Can we give a shout out to Tina who was ill and couldn't attend today as well? Yeah, my business partner Tina, who's kind of a person that's made all this happen this year.
Hello, Tina.
Hello,
I did think Tina was looking a bit different because you've come in instead, haven't you, Jason? Yeah.
I'm Jason. Yeah. Turner.
Tina Turner.
Now, if you want to find out more, all the W's House. I'm going to say this wrong. House of Horror Escape. rooms.co.uk, but all the details will be up on our website, as well as the beginning bit of this interview, probably cutting out the little bit of Jason with his strange knee pad obsession. But there we go. So it's a £25 ticket. It's a great afternoon, great night out, and it's suitable for all age groups. And as I said, if they want it toned down or brought up to fever pitch of screaming,
maybe
you might get that.
No, but, we promise.
It's immersive, so you go in there. It isn't like you're watching a play. You actually get involved in the story and frightened half to death as well.
That's the one.
All right.
Lovely.
Thank you very much for having us.
Happy birthday, Lorna. Woo, woo, woo.